tell me I'm wrong, I ain't going down.
First time here and then I'm there, then I'm here and then I'm there, and from there I'll go anywhere, and there's always somewhere that I'll be going, and I just might go there without you knowing, any place from China to Brazil. But most of the people that I know are the kind that I like to tell when I go. I'm lucky to have so many good friends, but because it is so often that I am going, and because I tell most of the people I'm going, I say goodbye too often. I say goodbye too often.
Old news, airport security. New news, too much airport security. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, unpack the suitcase. New news, it's on the plane. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, this place looks nice. New news, it's time to leave again.
And I say goodbye too often. Old news, I like the food here. New news, I had good food there once. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, goodbyes are rough. New news, goodbyes are still rough. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, I'll miss you when I'm gone. New news, I miss you cause I'm gone. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, time heals all wounds.
Stop, drop and roll, and I will tell you where I'm. Unless you count the things I said when we were naked. Run, run away from everything we'd ever hoped for. I can't believe that this is what people live like.
From the stars a bright path came, leaving behind an infant boy. O'er the waves of the plains, an Indian son did arise. The great-grandson of Black Hawk who defied the U.S. right. They stole the sparkle from his spirit. Will they give it back to Bright Path? Seasons turn the boy to man, races run and rivers swam. Footprints in his father's pace through 30-mile days. In the hunt or in the chase of horses on the range. Swift and sure, so strong and pure, they beamed across the plains on a bright path. A young heart forged by a native sun would depart into a world unknown. School loomed supreme when the buffalo were gone. So across the empty prairies he did go, his father said. Son, you are a Black Hawk. Now go and show the world what you can do. Go now and show the world what you can do. From the hills of Pennsylvania, Carlisle beckoned to the tribes, offering an education so they could survive. Jim Thorpe emerged from Bright Path's shadow, leaving home behind. With his legs in tow, he ferried pigskins across the line on a Bright Path. On the battlefields of college, powerhouses came to play. Penn State, Syracuse, and Army there among the fray. Pop Warner led his Carlisle Redmen through the foes before. Through his line with flash and thunder, Katy barred the door for Bright Path. When the Earth's call came for Olympians, Jim stood tall, proud to be chosen. The 10-event gold medal was placed upon his chest. Our anthem played and U.S. flag unfurled, Sweden's king said. Sir, you are the greatest. Yes, you're the greatest athlete in the world. You are the greatest athlete in the world. Back in school with fluid passion, one more season still to play. Jim and Pop's inspired Redskins blew their foes away. When the gridiron wars were settled, Carlisle whipped them all. Number one in the whole nation by the end of fall for Bright Path. Like a cold blade laid on a beating heart, gloom settled in and then tore apart. When news disclosed a teenage Jim was paid in summer leagues, they demanded back the medals he received. The letter read, we regret that we allowed Jim Thorpe to compete. We must erase the record of his feats. Yes, we'll erase the record of his feats. As a twin sport pro, he traveled, a superstar in perfect grace. Pro football's first star and founder, baseball's happy face. With the century half over, AP took the vote. The greatest gritter and best athlete wasn't even close, was Bryce Path. In 53, Jim's path joined a brighter sky. To the stars he returned as his body died. 30 winters later, justice swung in toil. It troubled those whose consciences were soiled. His name restored. In 1984, before the Summer Games in Los Angeles, Jim Thorpe's medals were restored to his family, and his records were restored to the books. From the stars a bright path came, leaving behind an infant boy. O'er the waves of the plains, an Indian sun did rise. The great-grandson of Black Hawk who defied the U.S. wrath. They stole the sparkle from his spirit, they finally gave it back to Bright Path. To Bright Path. To Bright Path.
I want to bring out Shovels and Ropes now to entertain you. Folks, I ask that you please keep the conversation down to a very minimum. Those of you that come here quite a bit understand what's going on, and I've had more of my permanent customers shush people. So while our entertainer's on stage, let's give them your full attention. We like to listen to the entertainer. We don't want to know what you cleaned out behind the refrigerator last night. All right? Yeah. Here we go, folks. I hope they're ready to go back there. I didn't even look. All right.
We're ready.
Let's put your hands together with shovels and ropes.
She was a hot chip singer in a low-rent dive, looking like she wanted to eat a man alive. Legs with a gigging in a worn-out shoe. Jim's got the cap from my blue. Laundry in Los Angeles and Oak St. Blue. Left Carolina with a load or two. Down to Kentucky, got them hanging on the line. Mama was just so fine. Tell Kentucky how you turn a breeze girl. Tell California everything you know. Tell New York, tell Tennessee. Come to Carolina, drinks on me. There's too much chicken in the hen house now. Hens stay in, roosters stay out. See that red chicken sitting on an egg. Fox got the rooster and the rooster got dead. Gun went rolling in a pot of beans. Hey, keep the gallon off all the greens. Put hot pepper right on the lead. You better wash them off good before you serve them to me. Tell Kentucky how you turn the greens girl. Tell California everything you know. Tell New York, tell Tennessee. Come to Carolina and drinks on me. It was whiskey, 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 and didn't blow away. Cause I heard that the Cumberland was out of the banks. Tell Kentucky, hey, turn the greens grow. Tell California everything you know. Tell New York, tell Tennessee. Come to Carolina, drinks on me. Tell Kentucky, hey, turn the greens grow. Tell California everything you know. Tell New York, tell Tennessee. Come to Carolina, drinks on me. Come to Carolina and your drinks on me.
I was motivating over the hill. I saw Mabel lead in a Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, but nothing now run my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper or side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing the things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled up ahead of the boat. The food got hot and wouldn't do no more. It done got cloudy, it started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. rainwater pouring up under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You just started back doing the things you used to do. The heat went down and the motor cooled down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac looking like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like sitting still. I called Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
Stand. The judge's wife phoned the district attorney, said, free that brown-eyed man. You want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sands. She's been walking 30 miles in the roots of farm field. The brown-eyed handsome man, the destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, about 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began.
I'm Corva Coleman. President Obama is urging the House to support a bill restoring jobless benefits to more than 2 million Americans who've been out of work for at least 6 months. He wants the House to follow the Senate's lead. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
In a statement, President Obama said the House should take up the Senate-passed measure immediately. The Senate voted 59-38 to approve the bill that would restore jobless benefits for 5 months, retroactive to December when they began to expire. Before the vote, Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin said the jobless benefits are an economic lifeline.
For all but a handful of recipients, unemployment benefits are not a free pass from working.
Six Senate Republicans voted with Democrats to pass the measure. Its lead GOP sponsor, Nevada Senator Dean Heller, says he is seeking a meeting with House Speaker John Boehner. And a small group of House Republicans have written a letter urging the House leadership to act on the issue. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Palestinians and Israelis are struggling to find enough common ground to continue peace talks that began last summer. As NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, a second U.S.-brokered meeting to save the negotiations ended with wide gaps.
Israeli and Palestinian negotiators met two nights in a row with a U.S. mediator after talks hit a crisis point last week. A State Department spokesperson called the first meeting serious and constructive. After last night's session, she claimed both sides are committed to narrow differences that remain. Under U.S. pressure, Palestinian and Israeli officials agreed last summer to talk until the end of April about settling their decades-long conflict. Right now, they're just discussing a new deadline. Many options might become part of a deal to keep talking, including potentially releasing Jonathan Pollard, an American convicted of spying for Israel, or freeing Palestinians in Israeli prisons, including Marwan Barghouti, a popular Palestinian leader who was convicted of murder by an Israeli court. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
As of today, Microsoft is no longer providing security updates for its operating system, Windows XP. Computer security consultant Patrick Thomas says, although many people continue to use the 12-year-old system, they're now more vulnerable to hackers.
These older XP machines that might have been considered low-hanging fruit for attackers previously now have gotten to the point where they are very, very juicy targets that simply there is no recourse for patching these newly discovered vulnerabilities.
Microsoft will provide anti-malware updates through the middle of next year, but the company warns it is focusing now on maintaining its newer operating systems. Teams looking for the missing Malaysian airliner are trying again to pick up the pinging sounds detected over the weekend deep in the Indian Ocean. The sounds were heard twice, but crews listening for them have not detected the sounds again. Officials say they're consistent with what a jet's flight data recorder would sound like. You're listening to NPR News. The University of Connecticut won this year's men's basketball championship in the NCAA. The Huskies defeated Kentucky last night 60-54 in the title game played in Arlington, Texas. The player of the game was UConn guard Shabazz Napier, who had 22 points and 6 rebounds. UConn is now looking to repeat as champs. The university's women's basketball team plays Notre Dame tonight for the title. Both women's teams are undefeated this season. UConn last won both the men's and women's championships in 2004. A new study finds the share of stay-at-home mothers has risen to nearly 30%. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports this follows decades of decline.
In 1999, the share of stay-at-home mothers hit a modern-era low of 23%. Since then, the Pew Research Center finds a near-steady increase. The center's Devera Cohn says most women by far say they're staying home to care for families.
But there's been an uptick in the share who say they're home because they cannot find a job. 6% said that in 2012.
Single moms are even more likely to say that, and Pew finds they are now 20% of stay-at-home mothers. Immigration may also help explain the shift. Pew finds stay-at-home mothers are more likely to be Hispanic or Asian. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards are working to clear pathways for ships in the Great Lakes. These lakes have iced over in this year's severe winter, and that's led to a traffic backup for ships carrying necessary raw materials to factories. The teams are finding record ice levels. It's now 2 to 3 feet thick on Lake Superior. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR.
Your love here in my arms, where you belong, and here you will stay. I'll not let you away. I want day after day with you. You are spring, bud of romance unfurled. You taught me to see one truth forever. Where you go with me?
what we'd like to do, what we would like to do is sing a song together. Now you see what usually happens is you get a group of people that might sing, and for some reasons that are not unknown anymore, they won't do it. Most of us need approval. Most of us need to get approval from our neighbors before we can actually let it all hang down. And what is happening here is we're going to try to do a sing-along. Now, a lot of people don't like to do it because they feel that it might be old-fashioned. But you must dig that it is not a fashion in the first place. It is a feeling. And if it was good in the past, it's still good. We would like to sing a song called Higher, and if we could get everybody to join in, we'd appreciate it. Everybody's grooving and can on. Wanna take you higher, higher. What I'd like you to do is say higher and throw the peace sign up. It'll do you no harm. Still, again, some people feel that they shouldn't, because there are situations where you need approval to get in on something that could do you some good. Yeah. Wanna take you higher, higher. Now, if you throw the peace sign up and say higher, get everybody to do it. There's a whole lot of people here, and a whole lot of people might not want to do it because of they can somehow get around it. They feel that there are enough people to make up for it. And on, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to try higher again. If we get everybody to join it, we'd appreciate it. It'll do you no harm. Wanna dig it higher, higher. Way up on the hill, let's try one now, y'all.
on riding it. they can't stand to see other people doing what they like to do. It's small town talk, don't you pay no mind. Those same people will try and do it every time. You can't believe in anything you hear, only half of what you see. If you're gonna believe in anyone, darling, believe in me. In small town talk, it's a well-known fact, you might never know how one might react to what you're thinking. In small town talk, they'll tell a lot of lies. It makes some people crazy, they'll never realize they sinking. We're only two folks trying to get together, try and make it work. Well, who are we to judge one another? That could cause a lot of hurt.
Thank you.
dear God, is now a romance, no longer a dare. Lies in the garden, the flower who has grown. She picks it, leaves it, hoping the sun will come. My heart away.
yourselves anymore. It's for sure. Yeah, I spent my whole life at sea. Now I'm pushing age 73. And there's only one place that was meant for me. Oh, to be home again. Down in old Virginia. With my very best friend. We called him Ragtime Willie. We're gonna soothe away the rest of our years. We're gonna put away all of our tears. That big rocking chair won't go nowhere. Slow down, Willie boy. Your heart's gonna give right out on you. It's true, and I believe I know what we should do. Yeah, turn the stern and point to shore. The seven seas won't carry us no more. Oh, to be home again. Down in old Virginia. With my very best friend. We call him Ragtime Willie. I can't wait to sniff that air. Dip in snuff, I won't have no care. The big rocking chair won't. Sound Willie boy, the Flying Dutchman's on the reef. It's my belief, yeah, we've used up all of our time. And this hill's too steep to climb. And the days that remain ain't worth a dime. Oh, to be home again. With my very best friend. We call him Ragtime Willie. Oh, wouldn't it be nice just to see the folks? Listen once again to the same old jokes. The bigger I can chill won't go nowhere. I can hear something calling on me.
Too young.
at a stone. Yeah, I've been dying all alone. I pray for the power to turn.
Sensitive boy.